As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
My name is Piper. I hold the time because I'm a big girl. Welcome back to Humble and Hungry. Piper will hold the time.
This is Humble and Hungry, and I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. Welcome back. Did you hear that in your ears? Yeah? Is it cool? Okay, go ahead.
Piper will hold the time, Poo-poo.
No. Okay, I need that back. Mommy's going to do a little bit of work, okay? Really, really fast. Okay, you can sit right there. That's okay. You can sit. Do you want to listen to it? Okay, I'm going to talk really fast, okay? Hello, everybody. This is Humble and Hungry, and I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. Welcome back.
It's my turn.
Okay, go ahead.
My name is Piper. We always have a turn because I'm Piper.
Yes! Welcome to the show. I have a co-host today. Her name is Piper Rose Huddleston. And Piper, how old are you?
3.
You're 3. Wow. And what's your favorite movie?
Crocodile.
Oh, the Crocodile. Lyle, Crocodile. We've gone to the movie theater twice now to watch it. And I have to say, it is a great movie, huh? They have such good songs. What's your favorite song from that movie?
I'm going to say Crocodile Rock.
Crocodile Rock. And you know who sings that one?
Yeah.
Elton John, actually. Yeah. Or like Top of the World. Or Carried Away.
Or.
Remember that one?
Or Crocodile Rock.
Or Crocodile Rock, yeah. Back to that. So,
say poo-poo caca.
No, we don't say that. That's not nice. We don't say that. So,
poo-poo caca is really funny.
Okay, it's funny until it's not, right? Yeah, we don't want to say that. So, okay. Okay, so this is going to be sort of a shorter episode. I know you guys had 2 episodes last week. And, you know, I have a little 3-nager sitting right next to me. So it'll be interesting to see if I can get through this episode at all. Okay, I was able to get her situated. She's watching a little Spider-Man. Now we can talk. So last week, I interviewed Hannah Beth, who was the girl that exposed SK from Love is Blind. And now I can talk about it because she's on the show and, you know, freedom of speech. So she came on the show and essentially told us a story about how she had been talking to SK before he went on the show and then after he went on the show. And apparently he was playing Raven and other girls came out. Look, some of you guys believed her, some of you didn't. I don't know. That's not for me to judge. But some parts of it were really juicy. Other parts I was like, okay, I think she was just really young. We've all been there, you know, where you date guys and you sort of miss the red flags. I don't know. I kind of feel bad for her. I think she's getting the wrath of social media and whatnot, but she ended up getting a cease and desist right after we recorded, the next day technically, which is today. You're hearing this on Monday. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's going to be probably a little bit of a process for her to have to get, you know, over this whole drama, but you know, it's going to pass. It always does. All right, moving on. So I told you guys I was going to tell you, if you again follow on Instagram, I got a reading from Scott the psychic, And I sort of do this every, what, like 5-6 months, sometimes like when I need a little bit more direction and guidance, if you will. And he's like, it's a 30-minute call. And again, I always share his number with you guys via DM. So if you want his number, just send me a little DM and I'll send it to you. But it's over the phone. You don't have to FaceTime or anything. So we chatted, and I feel like, so he's technically a psychic, but he reads your spirit guides. And you want to wear your Iron Man shirt? Okay, 1 second. I'll how about this? If you give me 5 minutes, I'll put your Iron Man shirt on, okay? Or you can go right now and you can go put it on. You want to go do it? You can leave the door open and you can go put on the shirt. She likes to get dressed on her own now. It's a thing. She will... and I have to say, morning times have been really brutal. Any changing times have been really brutal. She's just painful on what she wants to wear and, you know, that whole thing, which is very common, but now we're in the thick of it. So she wants to change herself. She wants to put on her own clothes. She wants to get undressed, dressed, you know, the whole thing. But it's very cute. And she's actually very good at it. okay, so getting back to Scott. So he started off with, do you want me to start telling you things or do you want to ask me questions? And I said, just start telling me things. And he said, you're in a place where you have a vision of what you want to do and what you want to achieve. And you are, you know, you're good at sort of manifesting that, and you got the vision down and you have sort of the acts. Now you just need to put them in place because your actions are not putting them in place, which is very true. And I almost have this like sense of, it's almost like a paralysis. Like at night, I'm very good at checking it, not like checking out, but like meditating. It's like right before bed. It's like sort of this peaceful time for me where I can like lay down and really start to think about what it is I want to do, where I want to go, what's my purpose, what's my passion, what's next for me. And then the next, and I'm like, I got it. I have all these things. And I think we've all been there, right? Like where you're like, oh my God, I want to do this and I want to do that. And then life happens, right? So the next day comes and then it's like the hustle and bustle of getting Piper to school, getting things done, getting the house clean, the random things that, you know, pop up throughout the day. And then before you know it, it's like you got to pick up the kids from school. You got to, you know, go grocery shopping and then it's dinner time. Then it's nighttime routine. And then you're back to bedtime, laying in bed, manifesting again, but it's like nothing's being done during the day to get you to where you want to go. And so that has been my struggle, along with other things, right? That it's like, you know, I have these big grandiose ideas and I'm starting to, you know, trying to put things into action. But then I almost stop myself of like, I am so hard on myself. And that's what he said. He's like, you are so hard on yourself, and you gotta just, good job. You're doing such a good job. And he's like, you gotta just like be kinder to yourself and give yourself some grace because, you know, you're like a military person. Go get some pants on. Like a military person, like inside, and like if it's not perfect and you're constantly comparing yourself and like there's a lot of noise around you, which is so true. And remember, you know, coming from sort of my past career where I focus on somebody else, now I have to focus on myself. It's just been a really crazy struggle, and I'm really trying to navigate this sort of sense of, you know, healing and then also growth and also figuring out my future without boggling down getting boggled down with the details of not being good enough, or, you know, just constantly feeling like I'm living in this sort of past comparison of what I used to do, what, you know, the person that I used to work for, and like constantly just being attached to that somehow. And it's like, I want to just break away from it and be my own thing and do my own thing, which I feel like I'm slowly getting there, but it still weighs on me, guys. It's so hard. It's so stupid because it's been so many years, but it still does. And, you know, social media doesn't help and all those things don't help, especially like the community that we live in. And it's just really hard not to compare your life with other people's and like what it could have been and what it was and all those things. So it's a constant struggle for me that I'm trying to work through. So he was sort of reading all of that energy, right? And but he said that big things are coming for me, and that what I'm meant to do is communicate with other people and connect people and talk with women in like a very diverse group of women. He's like, I see you on a stage. I see you talking to people and I'm excited about that. I'm excited about getting to that place, but also sort of enjoying the process throughout it. So, you know, if you're feeling like you're lost, or if you're feeling like you're just trying to find your place, you're navigating through things, you know, you're not alone. We're all dealing with shit. We're all going through this. But it's how we sort of get through these hard times, right? It's how we get through the hurdles. And that's how you, I think, you really are able to enjoy and appreciate the highs and the things that you, oh, wow. You want to get some pants on? But like, it's these little moments, you know, that I just absolutely love, like being able to be her mom and talk to you guys and do it all at once. I mean, I'm feeling very grateful. All right, moving on. He also said, and then I asked, which he did say that. He's like, your family is your number one. Like that, if you can be with your family, like that's what you really want, along with like being fulfilled with other things. And I said, yeah, that is what I want. This year, you can prioritize what matters most when you share the gift of health from Everly Well. Choose from at-home lab tests like food sensitivity, women's health, or men's health, or vitamins and supplements, because love and health are all you need. Everly Well is digital healthcare designed for you with personalized results and accessible tools for long-term health. With over 30 at-home lab tests and high-quality vitamins and supplements, you'll be able to find the perfect test for you or your loved ones. The women's health, food sensitivity, and celiac disease screening tests are only a few of the options. So here's how it works. Everly Well ships products straight to you or your loved one with everything needed in one package. Excuse my daughter in the background. If you ordered an at-home lab test, the sample can simply be collected at home and shipped back to your certified lab in the prepaid envelope included with the test. Digital physician reviewed results are sent straight to your preferred device in just days. And if you ordered vitamins and supplements, you can actually start adding them to your daily routine right away. It's so simple, and over 1 million people have trusted Everly Well to support their health and wellness goals. And now you can help your loved ones do the same. I ended up doing the food sensitivity test because I have noticed that after I drink wine or certain foods, my stomach bloats like I've never seen it before. I mean, to the point where it's painful. So I cannot wait to get my test back and see what is going on with my gut. But the gift of health has never been so easy to share than it is this holiday. For listeners of the show, Everly Well is offering a discount of 20% off at an at-home lab test at everlywell.com/humble. That's everlywell.com/humble for 20% off your next at-home lab test. everlywell.com/humble.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And then I asked about a baby. So he said, I have he's like, has anyone told you you have a tilted uterus? And I said, no one said that. He's like, that's why it's hard for you to get pregnant. He's like, all your tests, everything is fine. You're fine. You just have a tilted uterus. So he's like, I don't mean to be graphic, but you're going to have to like Google some like sex positions to figure out how to get those little guys in there, which kind of makes sense. And then I told my sisters that, and my sisters also have tilted uteruses, which was also why they struggled getting pregnant, which I didn't know. I actually had no idea. So I thought that was super interesting. He said that he does see me getting pregnant. It's just going to take a lot of work, but he doesn't see me going down the IVF path. And also I said, you know, but I'm also okay with if I'm not meant to have a baby. He's like, well, that's also the problem, that you're confusing the universe. He goes, the universe is like a big fluffy cloud above us, where anything that you actually want is in those clouds. It's all there. It's just a matter of saying, this is what I want, and putting some actions towards it. He's like, and then you'll get it. He goes, it's honestly that simple. And he goes, if you want a child, if you really want it, and you're willing to do what it takes to get there, and you see it, you can feel it, you can envision that baby in your arms. He's like, you can have that, but you just have to really want it and do the work for it. And so, so that I thought was very interesting. And then my sister said that I can go to one of like those natural doctors, whatever, that they can massage your uterus down. And she said, honestly, I can even do it. And she's like, she would like push her like the bottom of her belly down. Yeah. Oh yeah, it's Black Panther. Yeah, I'll watch it with you right now. So that was the gist of the baby part. And then he randomly goes, Riley loves you so much. And I was like, oh. He's like, yeah, that man is so in love with you. And then sort of said the same thing about his path and his career and how brilliant he is in the kitchen and his passions and everything, and how, you know, we're a really good solid team together. And then he was like, are you drinking green juices? I literally had a fucking celery juice in my hand. And he's like, do you drink green juices? And I'm like, yeah, I love celery juice. He goes, yeah, but your guides are saying that you need more like nutrients in it. He's like, you need more nutrients in whatever it is that you're supplementing with. So add more. He's like, do you like beets? Add beets to it. You need stuff. You need more protein. And I was like, oh shit. Okay. Good to know. Very good to know. And then what else? So the other night, so that was really it with him. So that's all. But sometimes writing on social media can get a little lengthy. And I thought, you know, I'm just gonna tell it here to my real ones that care. So the other night, Riley and I went to go watch The Menu. It's such a good movie. Weird, kooky, but good. It's about basically this chef that has a few couples that come to his island, and he has like this whole, you know, 8-course meal or whatever many courses. And I'm not going to spoil it for you, but it's really sick and twisted, and it's just wild. But anyways, so I left Piper with my mom so that we could go watch that. And I had texted my mom like around 8, and I was like, hey, how's my girl? And she didn't respond. Normally my mom is like sending me pictures and videos, and she's like blowing me up. And she didn't respond. And like an hour later, I was like, hello. I'm like, I'm in the movie now. I'm like, you guys good? And she didn't respond. I was like, that's so weird. So now it's 10 o'clock. We get out of the movie, and I call her, and she doesn't answer. And now I'm panicked, and I'm like, this is so unlike her. It's been 2 hours and nothing. And I don't know if, like, again, if it's when you're a parent, you just go to like worst case scenario. But I thought, holy shit. And like, maybe because like the news is just so morbid right now. so many killings, so much like gnarly shit happening in the world that I feel like I'm like constantly having a pit in my stomach when it comes to just protecting Piper and taking care of her and just making sure that she's okay. And so she didn't answer and I was like, holy shit. And so I keep calling. And Riley's like, it's all right. We'll be there in five. She lives like 5 minutes from where we watched the movie. And I was like, all right. But we had driven two different cars. And so I was like calling and calling. And my car comes up first to valet. And I was like, I'll meet you there. I just hauled ass. And I'm thinking, oh my God, did someone like break in? And like, I'm just picturing the worst. Like, and I don't mean to be graphic, but I'm just picturing like walking into like a murder scene. I'm picturing walking into like, what if the, you know, carbon monoxide, all of a sudden they're just passed out. What if my mom's sleeping and she's awake and she's just causing like a ruckus? What if they ended up going out? I mean, just the absolute worst. And I fucking pull up like just guns a-blazing and Riley's like right there and we like, I run in. He's like, it's okay. It's all right. And now I think I freaked him out. And so like, I run in through because thank God I have a key to her house and like a fob to her, to get into her, her complex. And I'm like running. And I unlock the door and I open the door and I hit my mom. She happened to be like right by the door. And I'm like, oh my God. Thank you, baby Jesus. You're fine. I go, Mom, you didn't answer your phone. She's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. They were like running around playing. And I'm like, Mom, I just had a heart attack. I'm like, this is so unlike you to not answer for 2 hours. She's like, look, Mika, I didn't even have a missed call. And I don't know what the hell happened. But you guys, is it just me? No, it can't just be me. I'm sure everyone's been there. But, and I'm normally not the type to like be overbearing, but God, that just freaked me the F out. Yeah, I had to share that story because I was honestly panicked. It took me a while to go to sleep that night because I was like, how do I do this so that I don't freak out anymore? But maybe it's just part of being a parent and I don't think that ever goes away. And then, you know, then she's going to be driving. My mom was like, just wait till she's driving. She's like, I never slept. I'm like, yeah, that's true. And then when she goes to college or whatever she does, if she goes on a trip, oh, I can't handle it. Being a parent is very hard and beautiful. And, you know, it's just the way that it is, I guess. Anyhow, I hope you guys had a beautiful Thanksgiving. I'm recording this prior to, so we are having Thanksgiving at Mayor's Table at Riley's restaurant. We have he got us one of the private rooms because we're like 18 of us. Yeah. So many people. But it's going to be so fun. I have some family members from Mexico coming in. So it should be really nice to not have to clean or cook or do all of that. And then on Saturday, we're spending it at Jackie's house for the World Cup because Mexico is playing Argentina. And every 4 years, this happens. And it is a complete shit show at our house. And people are, you know, my mom is straight Mexican. My dad is Argentinian. They're not spending it together, but, you know, we're halfers. So we are really torn on this day. And then, you know, we get the kids involved and the kids each, you know, have a team and there's jerseys and there's a lot of tequila and screaming and, you know, just crying. There was this one World Cup where Mexico lost. And my mom locked herself in the bathroom, bawling, hysterically crying, traumatized all of us. Oh my God, it was way too intense. We, you know, we're Latinos and the World Cup are just, it is a recipe for a lot of passion and intensity, I will say. But it's a good time nonetheless. So, I don't know if you guys are watching it at all, if you guys are soccer people, but it's a good time. A lot of good games out there. Argentina already lost. Messi scored a goal, and then they lost. And I think he feels like shit, so he's gonna have to really redeem himself this Saturday. Okay, I'm boring all of you with this. All right, guys. Like I said, it's gonna be a shorter episode because it is, you know, the holidays, and it's crazy. And my daughter is naked with her Iron Man shirt on her head. What happened to your pants? Do you want to come say bye to everybody? Can you say happy Thanksgiving? Happy holidays? Anything? No? All right. Also, every other week on Patreon, we have our cooking segment, Humble and Hungry at Home. Riley and I are making some bomb mac and cheese that just went out last week. And then next week, we're doing a really cool salad and that you guys can definitely do at home. It's very bougie. It's very, very bougie, but it's delicious. I ate the entire thing right after we filmed. It was so good. But I hope you guys are liking those segments. And that's it. Love you guys all. Thank you so much. Reading the reviews, you guys do love Sam. He's very happy with the reviews. Go give me a 5-star, please. And we will chat next week. I love you guys all so much. Thank you for supporting me and the show and my life and our lives. And I will see you all next week. Thank you guys so much. Remember, stay humble and stay hungry.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.